Ultimate Journey. Welcome to The Ultimate Journey, a podcast on awakening to spirit. I am your host, Frank DeGenova.
Episode 22. Hi, and welcome to The Ultimate Journey, Awakening to Spirit podcast. I'm your host, Frank DeGenova. Today's episode is titled, Are You the Victim or the Victor? If you notice the base root of the word, they have V-I-C, Vic, Tom, or Victor. Same root word, isn't it? For those that know the romantic languages like Italian, French, Spanish, and so on, you can probably guess that the basis or the etymology of the word comes from Latin. And you have vincere, which is win, and victus, which means defeated. Victor means the one who wins or conqueror. And victim is the one who is conquered. Or, get a load of this one, sacrificed. A living creature killed and offered up as sacrifice to a deity or a supernatural power. That doesn't sound romantic to me, does it? Well, speaking of romantic or romance, this was what I identified with for most of my life, being the victim. And I found that in the courting game, this was earlier, so I don't do this anymore. Shoot me if I do this now. In the courting game, I would subconsciously act the victim around women. And that would, I think, would trigger some kind of maternal instinct or something. But it worked for me. And I didn't know that it did consciously. When I was young, I naturally modeled my behavior around those around me. And I noticed that the victim would get the attention. Or it would cause people to feel sorry for you and, you know, all that stuff. Now, later on in life, I see it so fast and so quickly. You know, people that are being a victim and acting like the victim, you know, it could be used as manipulation. And it's something that I do not resonate to at all. I mean, I know better now. Wish I knew that back then. Nonetheless, I was a master. I mastered being a victim. I could have probably wrote a thesis or a full course on it. Being a true victim is being powerless against what has conquered you. You know, if you're grazing in the field and you're just walking and this big, big, gigantic bird of prey comes and picks you up and takes you away and feeds you to the dragon or something, that's a victim, true in its full sense. However, many of us play out that role in our lives, believing that we are powerless. But I truly believe if you're playing that role, you just want to relinquish your responsibility. Know, to do something about it, to fix it. But God forbid, you know, who are you? What's your identity without that? Uh-oh, I'm not the victim anymore. Oh, where did my spotlight go? Why isn't the camera on me? And that's a big thing why people don't want to give it up, because it's almost like a rush. It's like an attention grabber. It's easier to blame everything and everyone for your problems than it is to take responsibility for it. It's easier to wait and have someone save you, come in from the sky and just save you. Plead, I'm the victim, please come save me. How many people do you know that are waiting for something outside of themselves to save them? Now, I don't feel like ruffling any feathers, so I'll just stop right there. We will just save that for the rapture. Speaking of spotlight, we'll put the spotlight back on the romantic side of things. See, I was a professional victim looking for another victim. I was practicing woundology. You know, looking for another one that was fucked up like me, so I can fix them. Or they can fix me, and it was all good. But here's the crazy thing. It wasn't happening on a conscious level. It was all unconscious and all old patterning, and I was attracting what I was. And maybe the thought was, if I could fix the other person, then I wouldn't be so messed up anymore. I would then become the victor. How the hell could I fix something in another when that very thing I wanted to fix was broken inside me? Something I couldn't fix within myself. Good luck with someone else. In the short success that I had in attracting broken women, because that was my pattern, I was doing a disservice to me and to my partner, because on a genetic level, women look to a guy to help them survive. They need the protector. The protector. But when they're victims and they can't protect their own selves or emotional, that drives a woman right up fast, if you get my drift. They begin to lose attraction. And I'm sensing a whole new podcast on that alone, but not today. It is my belief that The moment we blame something, someone, we become a victim because it deflects any and all responsibilities away from us and it gives something outside of ourselves the power over us. This can be applied to everything. You can blame karma. You can blame where the stars are in your birth chart. You can blame astrology. The devil made me do it. Or, you know, my parents were like this, or the system's like that, the government's like this. People don't understand what I'm saying. I'm misinterpreted. No one understands me. Oh man, I was so drunk. I don't know what I was doing.
Hey man, it was the heroin. It was my fault, man. It just happened.
It can go on. So if we don't take responsibility for the shit we are in, then we are blaming someone else. And that, I believe, makes us victims. Sure, we may not be responsible for what people did to us when we were growing up or the abuse that we endured, but we are responsible for fixing it and releasing, forgiving, etc. You know, not staying the martyr or the prey or the sufferer or the sacrifice to these evil gods. Now, I'm not trivializing or discounting being a victim. I mean, many, many people are victims of abuse in all forms and are indeed victimized through violence and through whatever means. I'm looking at the perspective of when someone is a victim inauthentically and is using it for manipulation or wearing it as a badge of honor and using it as a distraction or decoy from facing the healing that is needed. How many people are living in denial to their true power and ability to take control of their lives? Woe is me, maybe ironic and or humorous. However, underneath that is this helplessness, this poor me identity. It's like, you know, walking around with this heavy, heavy house coat of sorrow and anguish and poor me and victim just weighing you down, making one mopey and unable to take action or take charge and just sit there and feel sorry for themselves. Well, if you do that, how the hell is it working out for you so far? I can sympathize, but I will not condone this behavior with people that are important to me in my life or with myself. Maybe because it's a reflection of how I used to be and how horrible it is. It's like, I just can't tolerate that behavior. I mean, I mastered it. So in essence, I should be more patient with it. It's not that I'm impatient. It's the fact that I can see it so clearly now and I could see through it. And it's like, stop. Don't do it, man. Stop. But this is totally different when I have a client in my chair or when I'm taking on a client for life coaching and self-empowerment. I will listen fully and then offer solutions, but I won't be like, snap out of it, stop doing this. I mean, we have pain and it's legit and it's a matter of working through it and not being identified with that because in reality, we are not our experiences. Even when writing my books, I don't patronize or judge. It's just kind of, when you see it right there, it's like putting your hand in a fire and going, ouch, it burns, and wondering why it hurts. Just stop doing it. I know I got to get some more patience in that regard, but I'm just saying, you know, I'm sensitive to it because I know it so well. I knew it so well. It has been said that pain is inevitable. However, suffering is optional. Many of us choose to suffer or to milk it. I mean, we all suffer and we all have varying degrees of the suffering. I mean, I was suffering to suffer. Maybe it was, you know, rite of passage or something, or I had to suffer to earn my reward. This could have been through the indoctrination that I had, through my religion, through watching other people go through it. You know, it could stem from so many different things. Maybe it's a program or something that, you know, we all have to bear our cross. And as a dear friend told me, even Jesus got off the cross after 3 days. So it's up to you how long you want to suffer for. I believe that suffering is necessary until you realize that it's not needed or unnecessary. You know, it's something you do in the process to realize that it's not needed in an absolute sense. I mean, it is needed. You know, I use the analogy of a boat where like religion or with suffering or whatever, it's like you have to cross from one bank of the river to the other bank. You know, if the river's too wide and too deep and you can't swim, you need a boat to cross it. But once you've crossed that obstacle, you don't need the boat anymore. You don't want to start dragging the boat along with you on the new land. That's what playing the victim does. So let me ask you, are you a victim or are you the victor? We can be both and we probably ping pong from one to the other, but what is the batting average? What is your batting average? Are you striking out or are you hitting the ball? Sometimes you may get lucky, and if you don't take a swing, you'll get to walk. If the pitch is not good enough, they'll throw balls and you get to walk on base. But then you're actually walking away from your responsibility and your choice to choose if you're going to conquer something or let it conquer you. One of my favorite lines in Once Upon a Time in Mexico is, are you Mexican or a Mexicant? Or are you an American or Americant? That doesn't work so well for being a Canadian. Canadian or Canadian-can't? So what will it be? You have two choices when facing something that's traumatic or challenging to you. Stand up or stand down. Well, you also have another choice. You know, you could be the victim or the victor, or choose to deny or ignore whatever happened. But the danger of doing this can lead you down a dark path.
You can numb it down by taking heroin, man.
While this may not be the best choice, it is a choice, and that's what we have. We can choose. And I choose to say thank you for joining me for this episode of Awakening to Spirit, the Ultimate Journey podcast. I'm your host, Frank DeGeneva. Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Journey podcast, Awakening to Spirit. Join me again next time for more spiritual talk. You can reach me at info@theultimatejourney.ca. I thank you in advance for visiting my website, theultimatejourney.ca, for more information on my online courses. Listeners will receive my course motivation for free. Until next time, walk in love and in gratitude.